Hi, everyone. Welcome. It's time for the good stuff, and we'd love to bring you the good stuff because we know good stuff is healthy for you. So relax for just a couple minutes, pay attention, and get a nice dose of good stuff. Talking about good stuff, Tri-State Livestock News. And unlike any other publication, they are there to serve you. They provide comprehensive coverage on everything agriculture, from horse sales, rodeo news, to the latest in farm equipment. They're the cattleman's publication, no exceptions. So, is that who you are? You need to check out Tri-State Livestock News, your guide to agriculture for those who value their rural roots.
Kim, you had promised it's a Veterans Day tribute or a poem coming
yes.
up on the program, so we could start right there.
Okay, let's do that. This is called Veterans Day, aptly applied, and it's by Kip Sorley. A hug. My dad is coming home. He's been so long away, it seems like forever, but he'll be home today. The plane is touching down. My dad is almost back from Afghanistan and someplace called Iraq. With gangway rolled in place, the doorways open wide. I hold my breath and watch as shapes appear inside. Impatiently, I watch a line of soldiers grow, returning from a war back to the homes they know. There he is. I see him. I wave for him to see. As if I'm all there is, he's looking straight at me. Kneeling down, he beckons. He knows it's been a while, but I rush to his arms with a reassuring smile. He squeezes really hard, not like he did before. His hugs were not so long before he went to war. Perhaps down deep inside, he's worried and upset, but I will show him now that I did not forget. I saw him every night in vivid dreams I had, and now he's back with me. I really missed my dad.
And again, thank you, Kim, for that. And a reminder that if you have a Veterans Day celebration in your community, we encourage you to pay tribute to those veterans. Here's a quick, short, little joke for you.
Okay.
One week, a bank was held up 4 days in a row, each time by the same robber. After the fourth robbery, the police asked the bank manager to describe him. Well, he said, each time he was a little better dressed. Making use of that loot, I guess.
I guess so. Oh, my gosh. That is just, the more you think about it, the more you have to laugh on that one, eh? Okay, here's just a short little story. Today, in the cutest voice, my 8-year-old daughter asked me to start recycling. I chuckled and asked why. She replied, so you can help me save the planet. I chuckled again and asked, and why do you want to save the planet? Because that's where I keep all my stuff, she said. Jim Whiting, that was one of the pieces he sent in to us. Thank you so much. Here are some things to shake up some thinking. How about that old adage, if you have to ask, you can't afford it. But whoever expected it to apply to a postage stamp?
That's true.
Here's one. There are 7 ways to warm your feet in February, and dipping them in the Caribbean is one. If you can afford that, forget the other 6. And why in the world is it always the third car back that is the first one to see the light turn green? I don't know, but that's pretty common. An executive is that type of person who solves more problems than he creates. There are 2 periods when fishing is good. I think I have to vouch for this one. Before you get there and after you leave. And God gives every bird his food, but he doesn't throw it into the nest. Think about that. And a martyr is a person married to a saint. I thought that was cute.
Good definition on that as well.
Yep, I thought so. Hey, Mike, I've got a few other outdated things that newer generations are missing out on that I thought I'd share.
Okay.
Okay. Going and playing outside until the streetlights came on.
Oh, yeah.
That was a lot of fun. I never got to do that except maybe a couple of times in my whole life just because I grew up out in the country. But
yeah.
I would be in Pierre at my grandma and grandpa's and
when the streetlights came on, you needed to be headed home.
That's right. That's right. I miss the common sense and general manners that people used to have.
True.
Yeah. And friends and family taking pictures with you and not wondering if they'll end up online. Being able to truly disconnect for a while and not having people freak out when you don't respond right away. Because smartphones were not commonplace.
We've kind of gotten spoiled by that, I guess.
Yeah.
We're pretty anxious. If somebody,
yeah.
if we send them a text message and we don't get something back in like the next 1 minute, you're like, well, why? Why are they not answering?
Yeah.
I need an
now,
answer
see,
now.
Yeah, I'm the other extreme, interestingly enough. I just can wait and wait.
Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to The Good Stuff.